The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload. By Daniel J. Levitin. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload by Daniel J. Levitin is a book that explores how to manage the overwhelming amount of information we are exposed to in the modern world. Levitin argues that the way we think and process information has not evolved to keep up with the amount of information we are exposed to, and that this can lead to cognitive overload and difficulty in making decisions. He proposes a number of strategies to help us better manage the information we are exposed to, and to make better decisions. Levitin begins by discussing the concept of cognitive overload and how it can lead to poor decision-making. He argues that the human brain is not designed to process the amount of information we are exposed to in the modern world, and that this can lead to difficulty in making decisions. He then goes on to discuss the concept of information overload and how it can lead to difficulty in making decisions. He argues that the way we think and process information has not evolved to keep up with the amount of information we are exposed to, and that this can lead to cognitive overload and difficulty in making decisions. Levitin then goes on to discuss the concept of information overload and how it can lead to difficulty in making decisions. He proposes a number of strategies to help us better manage the information we are exposed to and to make better decisions. These strategies include organizing information into categories, using technology to help manage information, and using mental models to help make decisions. He also discusses the importance of taking breaks and getting enough sleep, as well as the importance of focusing on the task at hand. The book concludes with a discussion of how to use the strategies outlined in the book to make better decisions. Levitin argues that by using the strategies outlined in the book, we can better manage the information we are exposed to, and make better decisions. He also discusses the importance of taking breaks and getting enough sleep, as well as the importance of focusing on the task at hand. The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload is an important book for anyone who is struggling to manage the overwhelming amount of information they are exposed to in the modern world. Levitin provides a number of strategies to help us better manage the information we are exposed to, and to make better decisions. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to better manage the information they are exposed to, and to make better decisions. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the limitations of your brain. Our brains are limited in their capacity to process information, so it is important to be aware of this and take steps to manage the information overload. Main idea number two. Prioritize your tasks. It is important to prioritize tasks and focus on the most important ones first, as this will help to reduce stress and increase productivity. Main idea number three. Utilize technology. Technology can be used to help organize information and tasks, and can be a great tool for managing information overload. Main idea number four. Create a system. Creating a system for organizing information and tasks can help to reduce stress and increase productivity. Main idea number five. Take breaks. Taking regular breaks from work can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Main idea number six. Manage your time. Time management is key to reducing stress and increasing productivity. Main idea number seven. Set goals. Setting goals can help to focus your efforts and keep you motivated. Main idea number eight. Make lists. Making lists can help to organize tasks and prioritize them. Main idea number nine. Use calendars. Utilizing calendars can help to keep track of tasks and deadlines. Main idea number 10. Delegate tasks. Delegating tasks to others can help to reduce stress and increase productivity. Main idea number 11. Take notes. Taking notes can help to organize information and remember important details. Main idea number 12. Use reminders. Setting reminders can help to keep track of tasks and deadlines. Main idea number 13. Break down tasks. Breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks can help to reduce stress and increase productivity. Main idea number 14. Avoid multitasking. Multitasking can be counterproductive and can lead to increased stress and decreased productivity. Main idea number 15. Limit distractions. Limiting distractions can help to improve focus and reduce stress. Main idea number 16. Exercise. Exercise can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Main idea number 17. Get enough sleep. Getting enough sleep can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Main idea number 18. Eat healthy. Eating healthy can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Main idea number 19. Manage stress. Managing stress can help to reduce its negative effects and improve productivity. Main idea number 20. Take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself is important for reducing stress and improving productivity. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding the limitations of our brains is essential in the age of information overload. Our brains are limited in their capacity to process information, so it is important to be aware of this and take steps to manage the information overload. We can do this by setting boundaries on the amount of information we take in, and by being mindful of how we process and store information. We can also use tools such as calendars, to-do lists, and reminders to help us stay organized and on track. Additionally, we can practice mindfulness and meditation to help us stay focused and present in the moment. By understanding the limitations of our brains, we can better manage the information overload and make sure that we are not overwhelmed by it. We can also use the tools available to us to help us stay organized and on track. By taking the time to understand our own limitations and how to manage them, we can ensure that we are able to make the most of the information we take in and use it to our advantage. Main idea number 2. Prioritizing tasks is an essential part of staying organized and productive. It can help to reduce stress and increase efficiency by focusing on the most important tasks first. When prioritizing tasks, it is important to consider the urgency and importance of each task. Urgent tasks should be completed first, as they are often the most pressing and require immediate attention. Important tasks should also be given priority, as they are often the most meaningful and have the most long-term impact. When prioritizing tasks, it is also important to consider the resources available. If there are limited resources, it may be necessary to prioritize tasks based on the resources available. For example, if there is limited time, it may be necessary to prioritize tasks based on the amount of time required to complete them. Additionally, if there are limited resources such as money or personnel, it may be necessary to prioritize tasks based on the resources available. Finally, it is important to consider the potential consequences of not completing a task. If a task is not completed, it may have a negative impact on the overall project or goal. Therefore, it is important to prioritize tasks based on the potential consequences of not completing them. This will help to ensure that the most important tasks are completed first and that the project or goal is achieved in a timely manner. Main idea number 3. Utilizing technology can be a great way to help manage information overload. Technology can be used to organize information and tasks, making it easier to keep track of what needs to be done. Technology can also be used to store and access information quickly and easily, allowing for more efficient use of time. Additionally, technology can be used to automate certain tasks, such as scheduling reminders or sending emails, which can help reduce the amount of time spent on mundane tasks. Finally, technology can be used to create visual representations of data, such as graphs and charts, which can help make complex information easier to understand. Overall, technology can be a powerful tool for managing information overload. By utilizing technology, it is possible to organize information and tasks more efficiently, store and access information quickly, automate mundane tasks, and create visual representations of data. By taking advantage of the many benefits of technology, it is possible to reduce the amount of time spent managing information overload and increase productivity. Main idea number 4. Creating a system for organizing information and tasks can be a great way to reduce stress and increase productivity. In The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload, Daniel J. Levitin explains that having a system in place can help to keep track of all the information and tasks that need to be done. This system should be tailored to the individual, as everyone has different needs and preferences. It should also be flexible, as tasks and information can change quickly. The system should include a way to store and organize information, such as a filing system or a digital database. It should also include a way to prioritize tasks, such as a to-do list or a calendar. Finally, it should include a way to track progress, such as a checklist or a timeline. By having a system in place, it will be easier to stay organized and on top of tasks. Creating a system for organizing information and tasks can be a great way to reduce stress and increase productivity. By having a system in place, it will be easier to stay organized and on top of tasks. This system should be tailored to the individual, as everyone has different needs and preferences. It should also be flexible, as tasks and information can change quickly. With the right system in place, it will be easier to manage the information overload and stay productive. Main idea number 5. Taking regular breaks from work can help to reduce stress and improve focus. This is because when we are constantly working, our brains become overwhelmed and unable to process information efficiently. Taking a break allows us to step away from the task at hand and give our brains a chance to rest and recharge. This can help us to come back to the task with a fresh perspective and renewed energy. In addition to reducing stress and improving focus, taking regular breaks can also help to increase productivity. When we take a break, we are giving ourselves the opportunity to refocus and come back to the task with a renewed sense of purpose. This can help us to be more productive and efficient in our work. Finally, taking regular breaks can also help to improve our overall well-being. When we take a break, we are giving ourselves the opportunity to relax and unwind. This can help to reduce stress and improve our mental and physical health. Main idea number 6. Time management is an essential skill for anyone looking to reduce stress and increase productivity. In his book The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload, Daniel J. Levitin explains that managing your time effectively can help you stay focused and organized. He suggests setting aside specific times for specific tasks, such as studying, working, or leisure activities. This will help you stay on track and avoid procrastination. Additionally, Levitin recommends breaking down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. This will help you stay motivated and make progress on your goals. Finally, he suggests taking regular breaks throughout the day to give your mind a rest and help you stay focused. By following these tips, you can manage your time more effectively and reduce stress. Main idea number 7. Setting goals is an important part of staying organized and productive. Goals provide a sense of direction and purpose, and help to keep you focused on the tasks that need to be accomplished. Goals also provide motivation, as they give you something to strive for and work towards. When you set goals, it is important to make sure that they are realistic and achievable. This will help to ensure that you stay motivated and on track. Additionally, it is important to break down your goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. This will help to make the process of achieving your goals more manageable and less overwhelming. Finally, it is important to track your progress and celebrate your successes. This will help to keep you motivated and on track to achieving your goals. Main idea number 8. Making lists can be an effective way to organize tasks and prioritize them. By writing down tasks, it can help to clarify what needs to be done and in what order. It can also help to break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Additionally, it can help to identify any potential obstacles that may arise and plan for them in advance. Finally, it can help to keep track of progress and provide a sense of accomplishment when tasks are completed. In his book The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload, Daniel J. Levitin explains that making lists can help to reduce stress and anxiety by providing a sense of control. He suggests that lists should be organized in order of importance and that tasks should be broken down into smaller, more manageable steps. He also recommends that lists should be reviewed regularly to ensure that tasks are being completed in a timely manner. Main idea number 9. Calendars are a great way to stay organized and on top of tasks and deadlines. By setting up a calendar, you can easily keep track of upcoming events, meetings, and deadlines. You can also use the calendar to plan out your day, week, or month, and make sure that you are staying on top of your tasks. Additionally, you can use the calendar to set reminders for yourself, so that you don't forget important tasks or deadlines. By using a calendar, you can ensure that you are staying organized and on top of your tasks. Calendars can also be used to plan out your long-term goals. By setting up a timeline for yourself, you can easily keep track of your progress and make sure that you are staying on track. Additionally, you can use the calendar to plan out your day-to-day tasks, so that you can make sure that you are staying productive and on top of your goals. By using a calendar, you can ensure that you are staying organized and on top of your tasks. Main idea number 10. Delegating tasks is an important part of managing stress and increasing productivity. When tasks are delegated, it allows for more efficient use of time and resources. It also allows for more focus on the tasks that are most important. By delegating tasks, it allows for more time to be spent on the tasks that are most important and that require the most attention. This can help to reduce stress and increase productivity. When delegating tasks, it is important to ensure that the tasks are delegated to the right people. It is important to consider the skills and abilities of the people who will be taking on the tasks. It is also important to ensure that the tasks are delegated in a way that is fair and equitable. This will help to ensure that the tasks are completed in a timely manner and that the tasks are completed to the highest standard. Delegating tasks can also help to create a sense of ownership and responsibility. When tasks are delegated, it allows for people to take ownership of the tasks and to feel a sense of responsibility for completing the tasks. This can help to create a sense of pride and accomplishment. It can also help to create a sense of teamwork and collaboration. Delegating tasks can be a great way to reduce stress and increase productivity. It is important to ensure that the tasks are delegated to the right people and in a way that is fair and equitable. It is also important to ensure that the tasks are delegated in a way that creates a sense of ownership and responsibility. By delegating tasks, it can help to reduce stress and increase productivity. Main idea number 11. Taking notes is an important tool for organizing information and remembering important details. It can help to break down complex topics into smaller, more manageable chunks, and can be used to create a visual representation of the material. Notes can also be used to review and recall information, as well as to identify key points and ideas. Taking notes can also help to improve focus and concentration, as it encourages the user to pay attention to the material and to actively engage with it. Additionally, taking notes can help to create a sense of ownership over the material, as it allows the user to interact with it in a more meaningful way. In The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload, Daniel J. Levitin explains that taking notes is an essential part of the learning process. He states that taking notes is a way of actively engaging with the material, and it helps to create a sense of ownership over the material. He also explains that taking notes can help to improve focus and concentration, as it encourages the user to pay attention to the material and to actively engage with it. Additionally, taking notes can help to organize information and remember important details. Main idea number 12. Using reminders can be an effective way to stay organized and on top of tasks and deadlines. Reminders can be set for yourself or for others, and can be set up in a variety of ways. For example, You can set up a calendar with reminders for yourself, or you can use a task management app to set reminders for yourself or for others. You can also set up email or text message reminders for yourself or for others. Reminders can be set for specific tasks or deadlines, or for general reminders to check in on a project or task. Reminders can help to keep you organized and on track, and can help to ensure that tasks and deadlines are met. They can also help to reduce stress and anxiety, as they can help to ensure that tasks are completed on time and that nothing is forgotten. Setting reminders can also help to keep you focused and motivated, as they can help to keep you on track and remind you of the progress you have made. Overall, using reminders can be an effective way to stay organized and on top of tasks and deadlines. They can help to reduce stress and anxiety, and can help to keep you focused and motivated. Setting reminders can be a great way to stay organized and ensure that tasks and deadlines are met. Main idea number 13. Breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks can be an effective way to reduce stress and increase productivity. This is especially true in the age of information overload, when it can be difficult to focus on one task for an extended period of time. By breaking down tasks into smaller pieces, it becomes easier to focus on one task at a time and complete it in a timely manner. Additionally, breaking down tasks into smaller pieces can help to identify any potential problems or areas of improvement before they become too large to manage. Breaking down tasks can also help to prioritize tasks and ensure that the most important tasks are completed first. By breaking down tasks into smaller pieces, it becomes easier to identify which tasks are the most important and which can be completed later. This can help to ensure that the most important tasks are completed in a timely manner and that the less important tasks are not neglected. Additionally, breaking down tasks can help to identify any potential areas of improvement or areas that need more attention. Overall, breaking down tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks can be an effective way to reduce stress and increase productivity. By breaking down tasks into smaller pieces, it becomes easier to focus on one task at a time and complete it in a timely manner. Additionally, breaking down tasks can help to prioritize tasks and identify any potential problems or areas of improvement. In the age of information overload, breaking down tasks can be a great way to stay organized and productive. Main idea number 14. Avoiding multitasking is essential for staying organized and productive in the age of information overload. Multitasking can lead to increased stress and decreased productivity, as it requires the brain to constantly switch between tasks, which can lead to confusion and mistakes. Additionally, multitasking can lead to a decrease in focus and concentration, as the brain is unable to devote its full attention to any one task. This can lead to a decrease in quality of work, as well as an increase in the amount of time it takes to complete a task. In order to maximize productivity and minimize stress, it is important to focus on one task at a time. This allows the brain to devote its full attention to the task at hand, leading to better quality work and faster completion times. Additionally, it is important to take regular breaks in order to give the brain a chance to rest and recharge. This can help to reduce stress and improve focus and concentration. By avoiding multitasking and focusing on one task at a time, it is possible to stay organized and productive in the age of information overload. Taking regular breaks and focusing on one task at a time can help to reduce stress and improve productivity. Additionally, it can help to ensure that tasks are completed with the highest quality and in the shortest amount of time. Main idea number 15. Limiting distractions is an important part of staying organized and productive. It can help to reduce stress and improve focus. To limit distractions, it is important to create a distraction-free environment. This can include turning off notifications on your phone and computer, setting aside specific times for checking emails, and avoiding multitasking. It is also important to be mindful of the type of activities you are engaging in. For example, if you are trying to focus on a task, it is best to avoid activities that require a lot of mental energy, such as playing video games or watching television. Additionally, it is important to take regular breaks to give your mind a chance to rest and recharge. Taking a few minutes to meditate or do some light stretching can help to clear your mind and reduce stress. By limiting distractions, you can improve your focus and productivity. Main idea number 16. Exercise is an important tool for reducing stress and improving focus. According to Daniel J. Levitin in his book The Organized Mind, Thinking Straight in the Age of Information Overload, regular exercise can help to reduce stress levels and improve focus. Exercise can help to clear the mind and provide a sense of calm, allowing us to better focus on the task at hand. Additionally, exercise can help to improve cognitive functioning, allowing us to think more clearly and efficiently. Exercise can also help to improve our mood, making us more productive and better able to handle stress. Finally, exercise can help to improve our physical health, which can in turn help to improve our mental health. In short, exercise is an important tool for reducing stress and improving focus. Regular exercise can help to clear the mind, improve cognitive functioning, improve our mood, and improve our physical health. All of these benefits can help us to better manage stress and focus on the task at hand. So, if you're feeling overwhelmed or struggling to focus, try taking a break and getting some exercise. It could make all the difference. Main idea number 17. Getting enough sleep is essential for both physical and mental health. Studies have shown that people who get enough sleep are better able to focus and concentrate, and are less likely to suffer from stress and anxiety. Sleep also helps to regulate hormones, which can help to improve mood and energy levels. When we don't get enough sleep, our bodies and minds suffer. We may feel tired and sluggish, and our ability to think clearly and make decisions can be impaired. We may also be more prone to mood swings and irritability. In addition, lack of sleep can lead to a weakened immune system, making us more susceptible to illness. Getting enough sleep is important for everyone, but it is especially important for children and teenagers. During sleep, the body and brain are able to rest and repair, which is essential for growth and development. Studies have shown that children and teenagers who get enough sleep are better able to concentrate and perform better in school. In order to get enough sleep, it is important to establish a regular sleep schedule. Going to bed and waking up at the same time each day can help to regulate the body's internal clock and make it easier to fall asleep and stay asleep. It is also important to avoid caffeine and other stimulants late in the day, and to create a comfortable sleep environment that is free from distractions. Main idea number 18. Eating healthy is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Eating healthy can also help to boost energy levels, improve mood, and reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases. Eating a variety of nutrient-rich foods can provide the body with the vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients it needs to function properly. Eating a balanced diet can also help to maintain a healthy weight, which is important for overall health. In addition to eating healthy, it is important to stay hydrated. Drinking plenty of water throughout the day can help to keep the body hydrated and functioning properly. Staying hydrated can also help to reduce fatigue and improve concentration. Eating healthy and staying hydrated can help to improve overall health and well-being. Making healthy eating a priority can help to improve physical and mental health. Eating a balanced diet can help to reduce stress and improve focus. Eating healthy can also help to boost energy levels, improve mood, and reduce the risk of developing chronic diseases. Eating healthy and staying hydrated can help to improve overall health and well-being. Main idea number 19. Managing stress is an important part of maintaining a healthy lifestyle. Stress can have a negative impact on our physical and mental health, leading to fatigue, anxiety, depression, and other health issues. It can also affect our productivity, leading to decreased focus and motivation. Fortunately, there are a number of strategies that can help us to manage stress and reduce its negative effects. One of the most important strategies for managing stress is to identify the sources of stress in our lives. This can help us to better understand why we are feeling stressed and how to address the underlying issues. We can also use relaxation techniques such as deep breathing, meditation, and yoga to help us to reduce stress levels. Additionally, it is important to make time for activities that we enjoy, such as spending time with friends and family, reading, or engaging in hobbies. Finally, it is important to practice self-care and to make sure that we are getting enough rest and exercise. Taking care of our physical and mental health can help us to better manage stress and to stay productive. By taking the time to identify the sources of stress in our lives and to practice relaxation techniques, we can reduce the negative effects of stress and improve our overall well-being. Main idea number 20. Taking care of yourself is essential for managing stress and improving productivity. This means taking time to rest, relax, and recharge. It also means eating healthy, exercising regularly, and getting enough sleep. Taking care of yourself also means taking time to do activities that bring you joy and make you feel good. This could include hobbies, spending time with friends and family, or engaging in creative activities. Taking care of yourself also means taking time to reflect and practice self-care. This could include journaling, meditating, or engaging in other activities that help you to process your thoughts and feelings. Taking care of yourself is an important part of managing stress and improving productivity, and it should be a priority in your life. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.